spending last season on the sidelines was not fun. I'm anxious to get back there and out there with teammates.
You know, getting back active again, and it feels good to, you know, be around the building and start doing stuff again.
Looking forward just to spending time with the guys, being able to contribute, you know, help the team win, all those kind of things.
And welcome back to Dog Pound Report. That, of course, Pro Bowl center Alex Mack, a guy that made a huge difference on the offensive line and, quite frankly, sorely missed last year after he was hurt. And it looks like he's gained about 30 pounds with that beard.
He has got kind of that Wilderman look to him, but he's the best center in the National Football League, a huge part of what the Browns do. In the five games they had him last year, they rushed for over 100 yards four times. They averaged over 4 yards per carry four times. The rest of the season, they didn't have quite that success. Huge piece of this offense.
Did you ever think that a center, losing a center, and especially during the offseason where people are saying, well, he might go to Jacksonville, he's going to stay here, I don't think anyone realized the impact that he would have on this team last year. But it was short of devastating for the squad.
It was absolutely devastating, and it's because of his athleticism and what he's able to do in the zone blocking scheme. Get to the second level, clear lanes for these running backs to make those chunk plays. And when he was gone, nobody could replicate that. The good news is he's back, and the Browns should be off to a good start on the offensive line.
All right, right now we are joined by Alex's teammate on the line, 8-time Pro Bowler Joe Thomas. Joe, thanks for being on the show.
Thanks for having me.
Now, we just heard from Alex Mack, who's very eager to get back on the field. How important is his return to the offensive line and the offense in general?
Well, he's obviously a huge part of our offense. Being the center right in the middle of the offensive line, right in the middle of the entire offense, the one that makes all the calls on the line and gets everybody lined up in protections and in the run game, he's a huge part. Obviously, he's the best center in the NFL. And his loss really hurt us last year, and having him back will be a huge boost for the entire offense.
Now, Joe, even though there's been a lot of turnover on the offensive coaching staff this year, the Browns have kept their offensive line coaches Andy Muller and George DeLeon. How important is that continuity with your position coaches?
Well, I think it's really important. The offensive line is all about cohesion and communication, and it starts with the offensive line coaches and it trickles down to the players. So having the same guys teaching the same coaching methods, I think is going to be a huge, huge thing for us. And for a guy like Joel Bitonio, I think that's really important, because as a young player, it's important to get your feet under yourself and have some consistency early in your career, especially.
Speaking of coaches, Mike Pettine goes into his second year now. What do you see coming from him in year two?
I'm really excited to have Coach Pettine back for his second season. I think he kind of surprised everybody in the NFL with the job he did in his first season. He proved that the job is not too big for him, that he's definitely ready to be an NFL coach. And I think he's going to make big strides in his second season, and I think you're going to see them in our win-loss record. I think he does a great job with his steady approach. He's not a roller coaster guy. He's very blunt. He tells you how it is, and I think those are great attributes to have in an NFL coach.
Joe, a couple signings on the offensive side of the ball. Veteran wide receivers Dwayne Bowe and Brian Hartline. What do you see them bringing to the offense here in 2015?
Well, I think you look at those two guys, and they're two different receivers, but they're both going to really help us and fill a void and a need for us on the offensive side of the ball. Obviously, Dwayne is a big, fast, physical receiver, and he'll be a guy that can take the top off of defense. And Brian is going to do a great job with a lot of the underneath stuff, and he's going to be a great complement in the slot to Andrew Hawkins.
Now, hopefully, Bowen Hartline will help the offense look good this year. And speaking of looking good, Dante Whitner tweeted about the uniforms last week. Joe, have you seen them?
I've seen a picture of the new uniforms, and they look pretty sweet, but I haven't got to see them in person yet.
All right, come on. Just for us here on Dog Pound Report, can you give us some details?
Unfortunately, they told me they were going to kill me if I told anybody anything about the uniforms, so I'm not willing to die over them.
Which is fair.
Wait, you wouldn't be either.
No, that's fair.
Either
that's fair.
A great call. All right, that's actually a really good choice. Now, we saw you go to your 8th consecutive Pro Bowl earlier this year. How else are you spending your off time, Joe?
Well, from February until April, the most important thing, no matter what the pundits on ESPN tell you, is to get away from the game, to mentally refocus, to spend some time with your family, because once April starts, it's pretty much a grind all the way through the end of the season in January, and it's important to be refreshed and recharged coming into that stretch, and to kind of spend some time with your family, because like I mentioned, during the season especially, you don't really get to see them much, so it's definitely just a refocus and recharge, and to get your body and your mind excited for the season when you do start working out in April again.
Thanks a lot for joining us. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
You know, you can't have enough Joe Thomases on this team. And, you know, what he's been able to do and the way fans love him in this town, he's really a gem that this team has.
He's one of the great Browns of all time, one of the great offensive linemen of all time. Hasn't missed a snap, 8 straight Pro Bowls. And he has the offseason regimen that he needs to come in and be that dedicated, that focused, that successful every year. I think it's great, and he's a great role model for a young guy like Joel Bitonio, who gets the pleasure of playing next to him and Alex Mack every single day.
It is interesting how he spends his offseason. I mean, first of all, he was fishing during the draft, and then we saw this great big story about him doing gardening in
That's
the
right.
offseason. I mean, sometimes when you're playing a pretty violent game like football, you got to step back and do things nobody expects you to do.
You got to get away so that when they come back and it's time to focus on football, they can do just that.
It was funny. I ran into a bait store a couple years ago. No surprise there. Not
That's
at all.
That's what he likes to do.
All right, we've got much more coming up. Stick around. We'll be right back. Coming up next, we'll take a look at how NFL games will change in 2015 and your chance to see Luke Bryan at First Energy Stadium.